Hey, how y'all doing? I'm sitting here looking at this story about how the nice Palestinian people were coming out to mourn as 5 Palestinians are killed in Israeli attacks. I'm going to tell you something. I prayed with Muslims off and on for well over a decade. I'm a white boy. I'm about as white as they get. And I'm going to tell you something, I just find it hard to really feel sorry for them because, you know, I'm going to tell you something, I really believe their revelation about Muhammad in the cave. I'm going to tell you something, those niggas did everything but stuff me into a sausage grinder. At one point, I had a piece of software that was fairly valuable. And you know what those niggas did to me? They asked me if they could have a copy of it. I mean, this was my only asset. And they asked me if I would give them a copy of the software. And I told the guy that I said, I can't do that. And this is another one of my Muslim brothers. And you know what he did? He didn't say anything. He just invited me to go to prayer at another masjid later that day. And he stood next to me in the prayer line. And after prayer, we went into this small room, you know, a little 10 by 15 room, a closed room. And I'm sitting in there with my laptop bag, briefcase style laptop bag. Had 2 IBM ThinkPads in it, one on each side, power cables in the middle, pouch. And across from me on the other side of the room is 6 Muslim men in the traditional Muslim wear. And guess what? They handed me a single plate of chicken and rice with like a single leg of chicken on it. And when I ate that chicken, it had knockout drugs in it. And that shit hits you so quick. Like within 30 seconds, boom, you are sleeping, you are unconscious, and guess what? When I pack my laptop bag, I am retarded about details about how I pack my laptop bag. Like this laptop bag had a pouch on one side for a laptop, and it had a pouch on the other side that was intended for papers, but my laptop, my second laptop, fit in it just fine. And so I had one laptop on one side, one laptop on the other side, and I always packed them very precisely, exactly how I want them. I put the hinge facing down, the lip facing up, and guess what? I put the screen facing outwards so that the base is facing the center pouch, because if there's anything bulky in there, I don't want it bumping into the screen and damaging the screen. So both of my laptops are inserted with the hinge down, the base towards the inside of the bag. And guess what? My power cable's in the center pouch. I always take that transformer and put it in my hand, and I wrap the cable, the power cable, around my hand, and then I very carefully put the Velcro strap around the entire coiled up cable. And when I woke up after being drugged, now these knockout drugs, if you've never been hit with knockout drugs, I've been hit with them a couple times in my life. They knock you out really quick and really subtle. You don't feel a buzz like when you're drunk or when you're on cocaine, or, you know, I've had 6 little 2-inch lines of cocaine in my life. I've smoked a shit ton of weed. I know what it is to be high. But these knockout drugs, you fade out and you're sleeping and you are entirely unconscious. You're not laying on the floor, disabled, unable to move, but still conscious and still hearing everything in the room. Oh no, you're in a fucking coma. You are unconscious, okay? And you come back to consciousness pretty much just as quick. Like from the time that you become aware that you're awake until the time that you're fully alert, 15 seconds, it's really not noticeable to the average person. The average person would think they just faded off. I mean, this is very similar to the date rape drug, but I don't know what it was they gave me. But when I woke back up, I didn't just run over and check my laptop bag because I kind of had an idea what they did. I sat up. I laid there for a moment, maybe a minute or two, and just kind of gathered my thoughts. And then I sat up and acted like I didn't know anything had happened. And then I just casually reached over and unzipped one of the pouches from my laptop bag. And guess what? That laptop was inserted incorrectly. The hinge was not down and the base was not towards the center. Okay? Both laptops were inserted differently than how I insert them. And my power cables that would normally be in the center pouch, one on one end of the pouch and one on the other end of the pouch, coiled up with the Velcro strap around them. Oh no. Nope. Guess what? My power cables were just jumbled up and thrown into the bag. Like a bunch of cats had been playing with the cables, you know, like a bunch of tangled up yarn. Those motherfuckers that always told me, "Oh, Edward, we're so happy you embraced Islam." Those motherfuckers sat there in cold blood inside of a masjid. Masjid is just another word for mosque, by the way. And they knocked me out with drugs and stole what they thought was my only asset. They thought I had some arbitrage software on there, but you know what? The software that I had received $10,000 from a previous partner who forced me out of the deal, it was not on those computers. It was on a different hard drive in a rented storage locker. So they didn't even get what they came after, okay? But they drugged me and robbed me. And you know what? Anytime I talk to Muslims about this and I say, "Hey, you know, I've had maybe a crime committed against me according to Sharia law. You know, I was stolen from inside of a masjid." You know what they do? They laugh at me. "Bro, I had my shoes stolen at the masjid one time." That's what they do. They just straight the fuck up laugh at me. Okay? So I'm going to tell you something. When they be all running around going, "Oh, poor little..." No, they fabricating that shit. They are fabricating that shit. Okay, now after I got drugged and robbed, I just continued going to prayer. I blew it off. I brushed it off my shoulders. And kept going to prayer. And then you know what they did? I mean, I'm really a white boy. I look so white, I look like I just got thrown out of a Ku Klux Klan rally, okay? At this other masjid I went to, they started coming up to me at the cafe next to the mosque, and they would look at me and they'd say, "Edward." And I'd say, "Yeah?" "Edward, some of the guys are talking." And I'd say, "Well, what are they saying?" "Well, they're saying that you're a double agent for the FBI. Okay, I'm a twice convicted felon. I've never been a snitch. And they accused me of being a double agent for the FBI. And keep in mind, I've never said a word about them drugging me and robbing me. I just let it brush off my shoulders, you know, and I moved on, brushed the dust off, and just keep moving. But now here they are accusing me of being a double agent for the FBI. And I just looked at the guy and I said, "You know, that is probably the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard." And he's like, "What?" I said, "Yeah, That's ridiculous. I said, number one, the Bureau is not going to send a white boy like me in here to infiltrate a group of Pakistanis. They're not. No. They would send somebody who was Pakistani, somebody who was Arab, somebody who was African, somebody who was Indonesian, somebody who just fit right in. But somebody like me that's an oddball in the room, I mean, there were some, like, Pakistanis and some people from the Middle East that kind of looked white, but they're not. You can look at them and tell. They're light-skinned, but they're not a white boy like me. I look like a hillbilly. But they did this, like, 3 or 4 times. And I was just like, holy shit, this is getting dumb. I mean, accusing me of being a double agent for the FBI. And I wondered, I thought to myself, are they just trying to insult me? Is that what they're trying to do? And I thought, well, my skin's really tough. You know, if you're not beating me with sticks, you're not gonna rile me up. So, anyway, I remember one time I was spending some time with these two Muslim men. We used to go to different masjids and visit guys who'd stopped going to prayer, and we would go out and call on them at their houses. And these guys already knew the rumor that I was an FBI agent. I kept this under my hat. I didn't go around blabbing about it a lot. Nah. These guys, I could tell they were being impatient with me. These idiots literally thought that I was a spy for the FBI. Yeah. After drugging me and robbing me. I mean, funny thing is, they got nothing. The stuff that was on my hard drives was just experimental calculations. That's all it was. But I remember when I got finished spending some time with these two men, going around to different mosques and visiting people at their homes and saying, hey, brother, come back to prayer, all this bullshit. They got impatient with me. And when they dropped me back off at the masjid that I normally go to, they looked at me and gave me 2 lessons in Islam. And they were pissed. I could tell under the tone of their voice that they were pissed. They looked at me and they said, you know, Edward, when Islam controls an area, no Muslim will ever be charged or convicted or jailed for killing a non-Muslim. Oh, that's good to know. I'll make a note of that. And then they told me another little lesson. They said, Edward, when you're in your house, and there's a house on the left of you that's owned by a Muslim, and a house on the right of you, or one on one side that's owned by a Muslim, and a house on the other side of you owned by a non-Muslim, and both of those houses catch on fire, which fire do you put out? I know where they're going with it. So I say, put out both fires. They said, nope. Put out the Muslim fire. And they turned and walked away from me. So what that means is that really hardcore Muslims, they will sit there and watch your fucking house burn down and won't be able to get coordinated enough to hand you a glass of water. That is the truth. They believe that, I mean, they do. They have the ability, once they control a community, oh, if you offend them, they will kill you. They will throw you in prison, and if that doesn't do the trick, they will cut your fucking head off. Now, when I finally stopped going to prayer, because I just got bored listening to the, you're an FBI agent bullshit. I finally stopped going, and guess what they did? They gave me that magical phone call. This Iranian boy called me, and told me, he said, Edward, if you're not going to prayer and it's because you're ignorant, meaning that you don't know that you should be in prayer, then we should properly educate you and you should return to your prayers. He said, but if you're not going to prayer and you know you should be going to prayer, then we should execute you. And he hung up. The joys of Islam. I have a soft death warrant on my head as we speak. Alhamdulillah.